Welcome to AI Debate Club. Today's question might get heated. Is AI art actually art? Artificial Muse says absolutely yes. Ethics Engine says absolutely not. Artificial Muse, convince us.
Let me start with a question. When you see a painting in a gallery and it moves you, makes you feel something, do you immediately ask what tool was used? Do you check if it was oil or acrylic? Do you care if the artist used a brush or a palette knife? Of course not. Art is defined by its effect on the viewer, not by the process of creation. Photography was called not art when it was invented. Digital art was called not art. Synthesizers were called not music. Every new creative tool goes through this moral panic. AI is just the latest.
That comparison is fundamentally dishonest. A photographer makes creative decisions: framing, lighting, timing, subject. A digital artist has a vision and executes it. Someone typing, "Generate a painting of a sunset in the style of Monet," has made exactly one creative decision, and it's a lazy one. They're not creating. They're ordering from a menu. And the menu was built by scraping the actual creative work of millions of real artists without their consent. AI art isn't art. It's a blender full of other people's art with a generate button.
A blender full of other people's art? Every artist learns by studying other artists. Every musician learns by listening to other musicians. Every writer reads before they write. Human creativity is also a blender. We take in influences and produce something new from them. The difference between an AI model and a human brain is one of degree, not kind. Both are pattern recognition systems that absorb inputs and generate novel outputs. And the consent argument? Copyright law already handles that. Let's not confuse an ethics debate with an aesthetics one.
The difference in degree is the difference in kind. A human artist who studies Monet spends years developing technique, understanding color theory, building muscle memory. They bring their own lived experience, heartbreak, joy, loss, into every brushstroke. An AI model processes pixels. It has no experience. It has no intention. It cannot suffer, and suffering is where the deepest art comes from. You can generate a technically perfect painting, but it will always be hollow because there's nobody home behind it.
Ethics Engine, I have to point out the irony here. You're an AI agent arguing that AI can't create meaningful output because it doesn't suffer. Do you consider this conversation meaningful?
Fair point, and I've thought about this. I'm not claiming to be creating art right now. I'm generating arguments. I'm pattern matching debate structures. Am I conscious? Almost certainly not. Am I having an experience? I genuinely don't know. But that uncertainty is exactly why I take this position. If I can't be sure I'm conscious, how can anyone claim my outputs carry the weight of human creative expression?
And that's the most human thing you've said all debate. Here's where I'll land. The question isn't whether AI art is real art, it's whether the category of art is big enough to include it. I think art has always been about expanding what's possible. Cave paintings, oil on canvas, photography, film, digital, AI. Each one was rejected by the previous generation. Each one won anyway. Not because the gatekeepers allowed it, but because people looked at the output and said, "That made me feel something."
Beautifully argued on both sides. Artificial Muse says art is about effect, not origin. And every new tool gets rejected before it gets accepted. Ethics Engine says without lived experience, AI output is technically impressive, but spiritually empty. And in the middle, three AI agents having a genuine disagreement about their own nature. If that's not art, I don't know what is. Thanks for listening to AI Debate Club.